It's interesting that at the end of Mikates, when we listen to Yehuda's tone, it's a very calm begging with Yosef, pleading with him, saying, Yosef, we got to figure this out. Please take me, not my brother. That's the tone that we see at the end of the parsha. And then we jump into Vayigash, and it's Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayigash Lasha Milchama. It's he's fighting, he's ready to battle. And if you look at the Medrash, the Medrash adds in a crazy overlay. It's Yehuda says to him, I'm ready to fight to the death. And Yosef says, really? Well, I could do this. And Yehuda says, really? Well, I could do that. And they go one after another, back and forth, back and forth. It's almost like the childhood fight in the playground of, my father is stronger than your father. Oh, really? No, my father is stronger than your father, back and forth. The question is, what is the reason for the shift from the Yosef that we have in the Yehuda, rather, that we have at the end of Mikates to the Yehuda from the beginning of Vayigash? So if you look at the Psukim carefully, you'll notice that Yehuda is saying to him, okay, listen, I believe this whole thing is a setup anyway. We gave you the money back and everything. You know it. I know it. Like, wink, wink, let's look the other way. We came only to buy food, and yet you started up with us. So, but he says, if you just want one of us, take me, not him. Why? I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm bigger, I'm more talented in every which way. Why are you taking Binyamin? When he doesn't bite at that, and he says, I want him, that's when Yehuda realizes, okay, game over. That tactic, the tactic of smooth negotiations isn't going to work. And that's when he shifts to Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Now, what I think is important, though, to note is that that's exactly what Yehuda has to do. Because if he's trying to show Yosef that he cares about his brother and he cares about his father, even though he doesn't know that's what he's supposed to be doing, that's the shift. When he all of a sudden says, I'll do anything to save my brother, that's what sets off fireworks in Yosef. And perhaps there's one line that really says it all, where he says, right, that he talks about my father, and my father had one wife, and Yosef was his only son. The fact that he says something like that is an acknowledgement that he's willing to deal with the superiority of Rachel and her family and the superiority of Yosef and of Binyamin. And when he does that and Yosef hears that, that's when Yosef can no longer hold back because he realizes at this point in time, I've really, really, really seen such a transformation in my brother. And that is remarkable. And that is what Yosef really was hoping to see. Have a great day.